It's time to check in with our buddy Ian McMillan from oddshark.net. He joins us every Thursday at this time on Pinder and Steinberg as we take a look around the sporting world and see if we can get you some value and win you some money. Happy Thursday, Ian. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, Pat. NBA All-Star Weekend coming up here. Pretty excited for that. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing really well. And I'm curious to get your thought on the Flames and Ducks tonight when it comes to betting. But let's get right into NBA All-Star Weekend. Like, apparently this is not when you take a break at Oddshark because you've got odds on the NBA All-Star game itself.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Probably out of all the All-Star games and all the major leagues, this one would be the one that probably has the most eyes on it, definitely has the most betting opportunities for it as well. Now, there is a line that's out for the actual All-Star game itself. It's, of course, Team LeBron against Team Giannis. Team LeBron's a -4.5-point favorite. Now, I wouldn't recommend betting on the game itself, just because it's All-Star games. Guys don't really try. They're just putting on an offensive show. If you are going to, take the underdog with Team Giannis. You can get a +165 on the money line. But what's a little bit more fun to bet on is the Saturday night activities, all the skills competitions. So we also have odds out for that.
Well, let's get into that. So you've got dunk contest, three-point contest, skills challenge. Where can we find some value there?
Yeah, so I would definitely say just a general rule of thumb with these kind of competitions, never bet on the favorite because they're such kind of weird niche competitions that you're not going to find a whole lot of value in the favorite. It's usually someone who's around the middle of the pack in the odds list that ends up winning. So if we're looking at the dunk contest, the favorite right now is Aaron Gordon. If anyone remembers, I believe it was, 4 or 5 years ago, him and Zach LaVine faced off in probably one of the best dunk competitions of all time. It's got to be up there at least. So he lost that one to Zach LaVine, but he's coming in as a favorite this year, +135. You also have Derrick Jones Jr., +150. Dwight Howard's making his return to the dunk contest. He has the least likely odds, +450. And then Pat Connaughton, +400. He's 4-1. I think that's where the value is. He's the shooting guard there for the Bucks. He's shown a lot of ability to dunk the ball. And like I said, you don't want to take a favorite. Take someone with a little bit of value. So that's what I like in the dunk contest. Next, we have the skills challenge. Now, I don't really know how someone would handicap that because it's such a weird competition, dribbling, passing, things like that. I'm not going to go through the list of odds because it's a little bit longer of a list, but they're all right around the same. Most people are at around 4-1. We can take Toronto Raptor, Pascal Siakam, at +450. So, of course, it might be a little bit biased, but I do think there's some value there taking him in the skills challenge. And then finally, the three-point shooting competition. I think this is like the first time in like 10 or so years or something that I don't think there's a Golden State Warriors player, obviously with Steph and Klay both hurt. So it's a little bit more wide open this year. The winner last year, Joe Harris, he's surprisingly not the favorite to win this year. So I think that's got to be where the value lies with him. He's +450, so you can get him at a little bit better 4-1 odds. Duncan Robinson is the favorite right now, +375. But like I mentioned earlier, I wouldn't bet on the favorite. So why not give Joe Harris a shot there, +450? He won it last year. Why can't he win it again?
See, and that's a little fun. Like you put down, you know, a few prop bets, few odds on $5 here, $5 there. Have a little fun watching the NBA skills competition before the game itself. It makes things pretty interesting. We're with Ian McMillan from oddshark.net who joins us on Thursdays. Now that we're at the All-Star break in the NBA, what's jumping out at you when you start to take a look at NBA championship odds?
Yeah, I mean, the most surprising thing to me in the championship odds, I mean, obviously we have the Lakers, Bucks, and Clippers. They're quite a bit ahead of everyone else. Lakers are the favorite, +225. Bucks right behind them, +250. And then Clippers, +300. And I think it's going to be one of the Clippers or the Lakers that come out of the West. I think that's pretty much set in stone for the most part. Where I find the most interesting odds and where you're going to find the most value is which team is going to come out of the East. We saw what happened with the Bucks last year. I mean, is this their year? Have they improved enough from last year to make that push to the NBA Finals? I don't know if there's a lot of value on them. Also, the second team in the East on the list is the Philadelphia 76ers, which surprises me because we've seen how they've kind of played recently. There was some rumors of some locker room issues. I mean, to be completely honest, they're one of the softest teams in the NBA. I hate the 76ers. They're at 18-1 right now. The Toronto Raptors, though, or the Miami Heat. Both of those teams are at 22-1. The Miami Heat just getting Andre Iguodala. I think that's a huge piece for them to get. The Raptors coming off, I believe that was their biggest win streak there in franchise history. Raptors just won it last year. I mean, of course, they don't have Kawhi, but, I mean, they're a very solid team, even without Kawhi Leonard on that roster. So you can get the Miami Heat at 22-1 or the Raptors at 22-1. I think that's the best value when we're looking at NBA championship odds right now.
That is solid value coming out of the East when it comes to the Raptors. They're not the favorites, but if you can get 22-1 and that team's a playoff-hardened group, I don't know how you don't look at that and even throw down a little money there. Now, what about division odds? You've also taken a look at that, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, start off with the most obvious Central Division. The Bucks are like minus 100,000 or something, so, I mean, they've basically all locked it up. The Atlantic Division is a little bit more interesting. Raptors minus 140 favorite there in that one. I think they do have a little bit of value. Celtics right behind them, though, plus 125. 76ers, and this is part of the reason why I don't understand why they're 18-1 to win the championship. They're 18-1 to win the championship, but they're 8-1 to win the division. So, I mean, they're outside of the division picture. So I guess odds makers think once they get to the playoffs, they're going to be able to turn it on a little bit. I like the Raptors there to win the Atlantic Division. If we're looking at the Western Conference, a little bit more of a tight race in the divisions. The Nuggets minus 150. The Jazz right behind them at plus 135. I think the Jazz have a little bit of value there to come back and win the Northwest Division. And in the Pacific Division, the Lakers are minus 350. They'll probably close it out there in the Pacific Division as well. So that's what you got for odds. I mean, I think the best value if you want to bet on a division winner is going to be the Utah Jazz at plus 135 to win the Northwest.
Okay, we're with Ian McMillan from oddshark.net, taking a look at some of the different value plays around the NBA. Now let's focus in on the NHL to wrap up the conversation. The Flames finish off a four-game road trip on the road in Anaheim tonight. I'm curious what you're seeing on that line and some betting insight there.
Yeah, so that game's basically set as a pick'em right now. The Flames are a slight favorite on the road, so they're minus 115. The Ducks are minus 105. I mean, I don't need to remind you guys about the Flames' recent record in Anaheim. It's not good. I mean, our database at Oddshark, it gives you 30 games of history, and in those 30 games it spits out, it's saying the Flames are 2-28 in their last 30 games in Anaheim. So I don't know if that trend goes back further than that. Our database just only gives us 30 numbers. But it's not great for the Flames in Anaheim, and I'm curious as to why. I mean, and they haven't played well recently either. You guys all know this. I do like the Ducks as much as I would hate to go against your guys' Flames tonight. The Ducks is a slight underdog at home. They've been playing well recently, 6-2-2 in their last 10 games, where the Flames are 4-5-1. So I mean, I think I'm going to bet against your guys' Flames tonight.
Third game in four nights and on the second half of back-to-back, I can understand why. It's a busy Thursday in the NHL. Anything else that's jumping off the page at you, Ian?
Yeah, there are a few underdogs that I do like quite a bit. One of them is the Washington Capitals. They are a plus 115 underdog tonight in Colorado. I think that's got to be the game of the night. What a fantastic matchup that is. Potential Stanley Cup final matchup in the future. It does concern me a little bit that the Capitals are starting Brandon Holtby. He has not had a great season so far this year. But the Capitals are far beyond the best road team in the NHL this year. They're the most profitable road team if you blindly bet on every Capitals road game, every game this season. They're 26-1 on the road. So anytime you can take one of the best teams in the league, even though they're going up against the Avalanche, they are the best road team in the league. I have to like them as an underdog in that spot. They're plus 115. Another road underdog that I do like are the New York Islanders. Now, I'm not a fan of the Islanders. They're one of my least favorite teams. I think they play a really boring style of hockey to watch. But I do like them against the Predators tonight. I just mentioned how the Capitals are one of the best road teams. The Predators are one of the worst home teams. So you're able to get the Islanders there at plus 120. Their style of play, it's not exciting to watch. But it is a style that wins games. So I do like them as a road underdog there in Nashville tonight.
Great stuff as always, Ian. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Take care, Pat, and good luck to anyone who bets.